So now they've got to start from deep in their end of the field, and Garrison Hurst takes advantage of it. He takes the handle, hits to his right, gets to the 20. He's at the 30. Needs to cut in. He comes back up the right sideline. Breaks the third tackle. Comes down to the 30. He's down to the 20. He's down to the 10. He's down to the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, 49ers. 96-yard run from scrimmage. Garrison Hurst breaking tackle after tackle. Sweeps down the sideline. Throws off bodies like clothes after a marathon.
Young, back to throw. In trouble, he's going to be sacked. No, gets away. He runs, gets away again, goes to the 40, gets away again, to the 35, cuts back at the 30, to the 20, the 50, the 10. He died. Touchdown, 49ers.
Third down, Alex takes the snap. Alex looking down his post, and it's good.
Second down, Ryan takes the snap, throws the flag to the left side. It's Russell, it's intercepted! The 49ers pick it, and Navarro Bowman is redemption! Navarro Bowman running it all the way for the touchdown! No greater redemption!
San Francisco 49ers, we can do whatever we want.
Click, click, boom! What is going on, faithful? It's your boy Mike from Nothing But Niners Crew. Guys, we are live right now. I am out. It's a Saturday night. Y'all know what that means. Cigars. This is the last March Madness episode. 31 days, 30 episodes, and we've been going strong. I think I have missed all of one, maybe one. I don't know if the math is right or not. But guys, y'all know what to do. You see it scrolling across the bottom of the screen. Type your questions in there, and I'm going to answer them as fast as possible. Danny Albright starts the day off with the very first question of the day. Where's my bomb at? Yeah, there it is. There it is. Danny Albright says here, what do you think about the new tight end Niners signing? Do you think he will be used as a receiving threat? Really, really good question, Danny. I've been trying to answer this throughout the last couple of days. The 49ers issued a contract offer to a blocking tight end. A lot of people think that Wright is a receiving tight end, but he's not. He's actually a blocking tight end that happens to be a good red zone threat. He'll get you some touchdowns. He's got a 51-yard long touchdown in his NFL career. But he is already just as good as Charlie Warner. So if you consider Charlie Warner a receiving threat for the 49ers, you should consider this guy a receiving threat for the 49ers. If you did not consider Charlie Warner a receiving threat, then don't count this guy as a receiving threat either. I think that's going to go to Latu when he's healthy, when he develops hands. He is the more physically gifted tight end on the roster right now next to George Kittle. All right. Guys, keep the questions coming. If you think of them, type them in. Does not have to be about football. Doesn't have to be about sports at all. It could be personal. It could be about boxing. It could be about baseball, basketball, whatever. I'm going to answer the questions as best as I can. So keep them coming. Miss Debbie is in here. Guys, Miss Debbie found out who my favorite offensive player was of all time. Sent me an autographed jersey. Miss Debbie, we love you. We appreciate you. We applaud you. Where is my round of applause for Miss Debbie? There it is right there. He says, hey, Mike, good evening. All right, stop the applause. Okay. Hey, Mike, good evening. Will the Easter Bunny be hiding eggs for a hunt tomorrow? Yes. So, Miss Debbie, my grandmother is bedbound. She's 88 years old. And so we are going to her house tomorrow for virtual church. And right after church, we have 2 dozen eggs we're going to hide all around her yard. Now, the interesting thing is she actually has a chicken coop. And I think the kids are going to look inside the chicken coop for some eggs. But if it's not a decorated egg, they have to leave it there. But I have plans in my head. We're going to do it. We're going to have the kids decorate 2 or 3 eggs each. Each egg will be worth $1. And me, my brothers, my wife, all of us on that generation line are going to decorate eggs. Each one of those will be worth $5. We're going to have my mom decorate 1 egg. That egg will be worth $20. So it's going to be a lot of fun. There is going to be a big Easter egg hunt. My mom even bought, I call them water balloon type eggs. They're not water. They're not balloons. But they're eggs that have like sparkles inside. So when you throw them at someone, they blow up and it's sparkles that come out. So they're going to even have an Easter egg fight. All right. I don't know where she found these things, but there is definitely a big Easter egg fight, Easter egg day hunt that is going to happen tomorrow. All right. Niner Sickness Pod, NSP, is in the building. He says, are the Niners trading up or down or staying pat at 31? And if they pick, what position do you think they will go first at? Very, very good question. I think that if the Niners do trade up, that means that a right tackle fell in the draft. You're not going to trade up for any interior lineman. There's plenty of guards and centers to be taken second, third, and fourth round. Those interior positions don't usually go high in the first round. They usually don't go in the first round at all, much like running backs. So if they're going to trade up, it's going to be for someone, either a corner, an edge rusher, or an offensive tackle. Okay. I don't think the Niners are going to trade up, though. I think they're going to stand pat at 31 and pick there. All right. That's my honest opinion. All right. Ben is in the building. He says, hey, Big Mike, was wondering if you do a mock fantasy football with the pod about it, fellas, Wayne, Tony. Maybe, you know, I've been talking about trying to bring Wayne and Tony in on the pod about it thing, just so my friends can get to know who they are and, you know, incorporate a little bit of a crossover type of episode for my other podcast. And that is not out of the realm of possibility at all. So fantasy football, I'm all there. All right, let me tell you. I'm reading your question again. A mock fantasy football. I've never done a mock fantasy football draft. I don't see the point in it. None of that shit matters. I'll be honest with you. Mock drafts in general kind of annoy me, because the more mock drafts you do, the more random players you select to your favorite team. And eventually you're going to be like, oh, I got one right. So that shit drives me crazy. There's 1,500 prospects. Your team only has 11 picks. And you're going to hope to get one or two of them right. I'm definitely not doing it for fantasy football. It's all a crapshoot. You don't know how the board's going to fall. So you're kind of just going with whatever's out there. I will not do a mock fantasy football draft. Thinking of joining a league this upcoming season? Yes, I will be in a lot of fantasy football leagues this year. I usually try to do 5 or 6 a year. All right. Miss Debbie is back on here. She says, have you played the culture tags game before? I think you sent me this before. It was all about like cultural things in the Black community that mean something. I have not played the game, but when you sent me the clip, it looked really, really interesting. Send me another one to make sure I'm thinking about the right thing. And it's going to be a lot of fun. My wife is in the building. She says, hey, guys. And this is her way of just checking to make sure I'm out where I'm supposed to be. But I got a black background up, so she can't tell if I'm at a hotel room, if I'm in the garage. No, I'm kidding. She can see the TV in the background there. There it is. So she can see it. What's up, baby? How you doing? All right. Miami Dolphins. Oh, God. Oh God! Where's my booing sound effect in here? I see. Hold on. Where's the booing? Yeah, there it is, right there. We got real life. That's the 49ers Southeast right there. All right, let's keep it moving here. We're gonna keep it going. Shout out to my guy Tony, man. Normally, you guys see his questions. They say Similac. That's his comment normally. Ben Michelle's in here. He says, "Have you seen the Bad Boys new trailer? What do you think?" I have seen it. Captain Howard talking to the guys after they killed him off in the last one through text. It's kind of crazy. I am interested to see how they get those text messages. That is what's intrigued me the most about the entire trailer. So the preview was just released last week, and Bad Boys 4. And Captain Howard was killed in the third one. And so in this one, during the preview, he's sending Marcus and Mike text messages saying, if you get this message, that means I'm dead. Then he's like, fuck, damn it, fuck them. Like he flips out. But how do they get the message is what I want to know. So that's the part that I'm intrigued about. So I'm going to go watch it. I'm going to see it multiple times in theaters. I already have a couple of different couples saying, let's see it. So it's going to be good. And it looks like it's going to be a nice action-packed video, so it's going to be good. Blackbeard is in the building. He says, Mike, are you an artist? Like, do you draw art? No. I have never been gifted with art. I'm a poet. I do write. I am a very good writer. I've got some short books. I've got some poetry books out there that I've done before. But I am not a visual artist. I do not draw. My daughter, on the other hand, is very, very gifted. And so that's pretty cool. He says, who are one of your favorite artists or who inspires you? I enjoy calligraphy. So believe it or not, there is someone whose art I actually love. And one day I hope to get a piece of his. You've probably heard his name before. And when I tell you the name, you're not going to think of art. It is Dr. Kevorkian. Believe it or not, Dr. Kevorkian had some very dark art. It's like the depths of hell, and there's like people reaching up and grabbing out, and there's hands, and he's got hands on faces and stuff. Dr. Kevorkian's art has always interested me. So he is an artist whose art I would love to get a piece of. Absolutely love to get a piece of it. All right. Keep the questions coming, guys. We got 5 more minutes here. Let me see here. The next question I see, here we go. David is in the building. What's up, Dave? He says, what up, Niner family? Glad you're on, Mike. Who do you think will be the first pick at 31 for the Niners? Who will it be? I don't know, man. It's hard to predict who's going to be available at 31. I actually have some guys in mind that I would like the Niners to get if they're available there. And I've tweeted it out. If you guys haven't seen it, I'll tell you. I'll actually post the link in here right now so you can see it. But my top guy is offensive tackle Tyler Guyton. Now, there's been some mixed reviews on Guyton. If he's available at 31, I would love for the Niners to get him. There's another one, Blake Fisher, that they actually might go with. And I'm going to copy this link here so you guys can see the tweet. And it shows you some of my picks almost in order. How do I copy the post for this link? Oh, here it is. So I think that we should go with Tyler Guyton, but the Niners will probably be more interested in a guy like Fisk. So there's the post there. I'm sorry, Fisher, not Fisk. Sorry, Blake Fisher is probably who the Niners will end up going with. All right, so that is in the chat down at the bottom. All right. Niner Sickness is back. He says, are you interested in sci-fi movies? And if you are, what do you think about the new King Kong versus Godzilla? All right, listen. My son is probably the biggest Godzilla fan I've ever met in my entire life. I don't know where he got it from. I'm not much of a sci-fi person, but I will definitely take my son to go see any Godzilla movies that are out in theaters. He watches the old black and white things. He knows the old characters. I said they look like Power Ranger rejects, and he knows them by name. He knows what their specialties are and all that shit. So, you know, I'm all about supporting my kids. Anything my kids are passionate about, I will push them towards it no matter what, no matter how much I agree or disagree with it. If they're passionate about it, I want them to see it. So, yeah, we'll check that out. I have not seen a trailer or anything for a new movie, so if there is something, Niner Sickness, send it to me, please. Please, please send it to me. All right. David is back. He said, what's going on, Mike? Happy Easter to you and the fam. Oh, thank you very much. He said, all right, here we go. Start, bench, cut. And these are video games. NBA Jam, NBA Live, and NBA 2K. Wow. Okay, so I've had NBA Jam. That was a Sega video game. A plus. I've had NBA Live on PlayStation. A plus. NBA 2K, I played only twice. So NBA 2K is getting cut straight out the gate. Me and my boys used to have wars. Oh, shit. Me and my boys used to have wars on NBA Live and NBA Jam, but the problem is we never played NBA Jam as adults. So I'm going to have to start NBA Live. I'm going to bench NBA Jam, but NBA 2K is getting cut. Very, very good question there, David. I love the start, bench, cuts. I love it. I love it. I love it. Ben Michelle is in here next. He says, will we ever get the music podcast between you and Wayne and, of course, us? Music trivia, name that tune kind of thing. Listen, Wayne's brain is so sporadic. We have all these ideas, but he just doesn't settle and come down with anything. I would love to go ahead and do it. I told you guys about the jingle battles and things like that. I'm ready. Whenever Wayne is ready, I'm ready. But he's got to get the time. Our clocks have to match up. And he's got to keep the desire to do it. Wayne's brain just works on a different algorithm than mine does. So hopefully you guys get it. Hopefully you get it. We're trying to figure out how to bring it to everybody. The issue is we want it to be on YouTube, where our biggest platform is. But YouTube blocks a lot of the music shit. You know, you get in trouble for it. You get strikes for it. And so it's going to be hard for us to just talk about music and this song versus that song. And you can't hear it. We want you guys to be able to hear it. Maybe we take it to Patreon, but then you guys are stuck having to pay for it. And that's where the issue is. We don't want you guys to have to pay for the content. But if you guys are willing to pay, let me know. And Wayne and I will set it up. All right. We will absolutely set it up. We're going to do two more questions here, and then we will wrap up. Ben Michelle is in here again. What's your go-to drink to unwind? Drink slowly, something to enjoy. Macallan 15. It's a scotch. I love to sip it. Take it easy. I use it as a celebratory drink, or when I am out with people who are, like, you know, on vacation mode. If I go to my dad's and we're chilling for hours in the basement smoking cigars and stuff like that, Macallan 15, mwah, A plus, man. But that's if you're into scotch. If you're not into scotch and you want something, like if you're a mixed drink person, my mixed drink to chill with, if I'm out of the bar or something and I don't really know, if I don't like what they have, give me a whiskey sour. I don't like the sugars too much, but that's my mixed drink to go to right there. All right. I think that it's all of the questions for tonight. Yeah, that's it. Listen, guys, this is going to conclude the March Madness. You guys have been great. Oh, we got one more question here from Mark. OG Big Mike, did you catch the fights? If so, who should Cruz fight next? I'm in a room full of boxing fanatics right now. Fellas, what do y'all think? Who should Cruz take on? He just beat the shit out of Rolly tonight. Tank already fought him. He's not going to do that again. Benavidez? No? They don't. I'm gonna throw Benavidez out there. I don't even know. They might have fought each other before. I don't know. I'm going to throw Benavidez out there. That's going to be my answer, man. But Cruz is, he's working his way back up through the rankings, so it's going to be good. And Miss Debbie, I will definitely check the chat on X. So, guys, it's going to do it. You guys have been great. For all of you on the East Coast, happy Easter to you guys. For those of you out on the West Coast, in less than 3 hours, it will be Easter for you guys. If you celebrate, happy Easter. And apparently, the president and the White House named tomorrow National Trans Acknowledgement Day or something like that. If you celebrate that, or if that's your community, congratulations to you guys as well. I apologize for not knowing the exact name and title for it, but, you know, hey, it's all love for everybody out there. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate the support. I hope you guys enjoyed the show, and we'll be talking to you guys soon. Keep your alerts on. We got more shows coming. It's now time to get back to your regularly scheduled programs. Tuesday shows, Thursday shows for the rest of the year are coming, and bonus shows in between with guys like the 49ers Hive. Eric Crocker is on deck to be a guest soon, so make sure you guys have your notifications set. Keep your eyes and ears peeled. Prepare for glory, anticipate pain, but always. Hey, Tone, who do you want to see Cruz fight next?
Fight you.
Me? I'll fuck Cruz up. I'm kidding. Prepare for glory, anticipate pain, but always remain faithful. We're out of here, guys. Salute. Peace.
We all gas, no brakes, pumped up, no fakes. We spinning, we winning, we high stakes. We never miss, we all makes. Look at us dudes trying to prove, bringing you news with nothing to lose. Mike, Nick, Tony, Wayne, Method Man, we bring the pain. See, I'ma confess it. We under the pressure. If you looking to find us, we done nothing but niners.